This is Peter Irish. I'm the CEO of the Barrett Group, and I'm speaking with Dan Resendez, our Chief Consulting Officer, about what our clients are hearing on the hiring line. At any given time, we have at least 100 clients who are interviewing or receiving offers, and Dan has his finger on the pulse. Dan, tell us what's happening.
Job postings are way down, especially in transportation, hospitality, travel, tourism, and restaurants. But this doesn't affect the executive job market that much, as most vice presidents and chief executive roles are rarely posted with the intent of actually sourcing total strangers. Executive-level jobs to replace leaders who are failing in those industries, as well as industries that are booming, has shifted into high gear over the past 2 to 3 weeks.
But Dan, we serve a number of other markets. Let's talk about the recruiter market. What's going on there?
There also seems to be a shortage of executives in the third-party recruiter pipeline, as clients have reported staying on the phone with recruiters for 30 to 45 minutes or more. Recruiters are spending more time nurturing relationships with the best leaders to shop around to their clients.
I see. So recruiters are essentially building their pipeline in anticipation of a hiring boom, perhaps in quarter three. But of course, most of our clients land through the unpublished market, more than 75%, I think, at last count. Dan, tell us what's going on in the unpublished market.
The unpublished market is on fire for executives. Our clients are telling us that they are calling all of their buddies, folks on the business and personal sides of their lives, finding out how everyone is doing, health, safety, and also business leadership challenges in the face of the virus. On average, we've had more interviews and offers in the past 2 to 3 weeks than I remember in my 16 years working at the Barrett Group.
Thank you, Dan. That's inspiring news for our would-be career changers, and I'll let you get back to work. This is Peter Irish signing off for the Barrett Group, but stay tuned for the next update.